Jessica Kelton, soil health educator with the Soil Health Institute, provides details for growers who are looking to get started with or further incorporate cover crops on their farm. She shares resources that can aid growers as they look to learn more and potential incentives that can further aid adoption. She encourages growers to visit soilhealthinstitute.org to learn more.
At the Soil Health Institute, one of the projects that I work on is the U.S. Regenerative Cotton Fund. And really the focus of that project is to encourage the adoption of soil health management practices for growers, but recognizing that not just one person has all the answers for growers, whether they're interested in adopting for the first time or they're experienced and maybe want to change up practices. So getting involved with the USRCF allows growers to be able to be put in touch with technical specialists that have that local expertise, that local knowledge. So when you have that question of where do I start or where can I improve, that you can access someone who understands what you need to be doing in your area. And the other component of that is farmer mentors. We try to take every opportunity we have to highlight those growers, those really innovative growers that have made these practices work on their farm. And we usually do this at field events. We try to have a field event in every state or every region we're working in and highlight what those growers are doing so farmers can plug into those events and hear what's working, what's not working, and what growers are actually able to do on farm. And another piece of that too is if you're just starting out and you're looking to do cover crops and maybe you're not getting any incentive payments through NRCS or another project, we have a payment up to $1,200 for growers to implement cover crops on up to 40 acres. So that's another way to get involved and maybe try out cover crops if you've not done it yet.